All right, get this. Today's deep dive is all about Pikachu. But before you think we're just catching them all, we're actually exploring how this name has jumped from the screen to science labs, mountaintops, and even the dark corners of the internet.
It's like someone shouted Pikachu into the void, and the echoes came back in the most unexpected ways.
Exactly. So let's start with the obvious. Everyone knows Pikachu from Pokemon, right? That electric little dude with the lightning bolt tail. But did you know there's actually a protein named after it?
Pikachurin. And it's not just a cute name. This protein plays a crucial role in how our eyes process visual information quickly, much like Pikachu's speed in the Pokemon world.
So scientists were researching vision, saw how fast this protein works, and went, "It's like a Pikachu on the retina."
Essentially. But what's fascinating is that this naming choice does more than just add a playful touch to a scientific paper. By linking Pikachurin to a globally recognizable figure like Pikachu, scientists can make their research more accessible and memorable.
I never thought of it like that, but it makes sense. It's like a mental shortcut using a pop culture reference to help people grasp a complex scientific concept.
Precisely. And this brings us to another interesting point. The name Pikachu itself wasn't pulled out of thin air. It's rooted in the natural world, inspired by the Pika.
Oh, right. Those little mountain critters.
Yeah.
But how did we get from a real Pika to an electric Pokemon to a protein essential for sight? That's quite a leap.
Well, when the creators of Pokemon were looking for inspiration, they were drawn to the Pika's agility and association with mountainous, almost mystical environments.
It's like they took the inherent energy of the Pika, amplified it with a jolt of electricity, and boom, Pikachu was born.
And that spark is key because the name Pikachu itself combines the Japanese onomatopoeia for a spark, pika, and the sound a mouse makes, chu. So even at its core, the name embodies this duality of nature and energy.
Okay, that's super cool. But it seems like the name Pikachu has taken on a life of its own beyond Pokemon, right? We're not just talking about proteins anymore.
You're right. It's like the name itself has become this cultural chameleon, adapting and evolving in unexpected ways.
Like with that Brazilian rapper, MC Pikachu. What's his story? MC Pikachu, right? Okay, so he's a Brazilian rapper, and his music sparked some serious controversy.
Yeah, his music was considered a little risque.
Risque how?
Well, especially since he was very young when he started out. His
Yeah.
lyrics were,
Lyrics.
So it's interesting because we see that duality of the name Pikachu playing out again. You have the youthful energy, but his lyrics brought in a more rebellious, almost defiant edge.
So it's like he's channeling Pikachu's energy, but taking it in a different direction, one that might not have resonated with everyone. And it got people talking, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Which shows that names can be powerful tools for sure, but they also come with these preloaded expectations. Sometimes those expectations can clash with the reality, and that's when things get really interesting.
Okay, this is blowing my mind. So we've got a protein, a rapper, what else? A Pikachu-themed coffee shop.
Well, not quite a coffee shop, but
Not.
there's actually a mountain in Peru, in
Okay.
Pikachu.
Wait, seriously, I thought you were going to say it's shaped like Pikachu or something.
No, a completely different origin story. But it's fascinating how we have this pop culture term Pikachu, and here it's linked to something ancient, geographically significant.
It's like stumbling upon a hidden connection between two completely different worlds.
Yeah.
You've got this ancient mountain with its own history and cultural significance, and then you've got this electric mouse from a video game, and somehow their paths intersect in our minds because of a name.
Exactly. And this intersection makes you think about the layers of meaning embedded in a name. The Pikachu we know is associated with energy, lightning, speed. But this mountain, Pikshu, evokes a sense of permanence, history, a connection to something ancient and enduring.
Okay, I'm starting to see a pattern here. We've got science, music, geography. It's like this name has touched on so many different aspects of our world. Is there anything Pikachu hasn't been attached to?
Well, remember, we were talking about unexpected turns. The story of Pikachu takes a bit of a dark turn when we look at the digital world.
You mean like Pikachu memes? Are those really that dark?
Not quite. I'm talking about the Pikachu virus. This was a type of computer virus, or malware, specifically designed to target children.
A virus.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's messed up. Who targets kids with a virus? A virus that targets kids using Pikachu. It's like using candy to hide a trap.
That's a chillingly accurate analogy. The creators behind this malware knew exactly what they were doing. They disguised the virus in an email with the subject line, Pikachu Pokemon, counting on kids' love for Pikachu to trick them into opening it.
So it's like they weaponized that sense of excitement and trust associated with Pikachu.
Yeah.
And to think, we were just talking about how scientists use that same recognizability to make their research more accessible. It's a stark contrast, seeing how something positive can be twisted for malicious purposes.
It really highlights the double-edged sword of pop culture influence, doesn't it? On one hand, you have something like Pikachurin, where a playful name helps illuminate a complex scientific discovery. But then you have the Pikachu virus, where that same playful name is used to exploit vulnerability.
Yeah, it makes you think.
It makes you think about the broader implications of how we use and perceive these cultural icons.
It's a powerful reminder that we can't just passively consume these characters or names. We have a responsibility to understand their impact, both positive and negative, and to be aware of how they can be manipulated. Especially in a world where kids are online, encountering these things earlier than ever before.
You're hitting on a crucial point. Digital literacy is more important now than ever. We need to equip ourselves and the next generation with the tools to navigate this complex digital landscape critically. Otherwise, we're all vulnerable to these kinds of attacks, whether it's a virus disguised as Pikachu or misinformation spreading through memes.
Wow, we've gone from a protein that helps us see to a virus that preys on our trust. All thanks to one electric yellow mouse. It's kind of mind-blowing, actually, to think about how far-reaching the impact of a single name can be.
That's the beauty of deep dives like this. You start with something seemingly simple, a name, a place, an idea, and it unravels into this tapestry of interconnected stories, revealing hidden patterns and unexpected connections.
It's like we've pulled on one thread, and this whole world of meaning has come unraveled before our eyes. So, as we wrap things up here, what's the biggest takeaway you'd want our listeners to walk away with?
I think the most important thing to remember is that names are more than just labels. They're vessels of meaning, constantly evolving and adapting based on context and intention. The story of Pikachu shows us that these vessels can carry profound scientific discoveries, ignite cultural debates, and even be used for harmful purposes. It reminds us to stay vigilant, think critically, and never underestimate the power that a single word can hold.
Beautifully said. And listener, as you go about your day, keep an eye out for those Pikachus hiding in plain sight. You never know what fascinating stories might be lurking beneath the surface, just waiting to be discovered. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.